Welcome to Night Vale.
Hey, hi, hello, and welcome to another episode of Choose Your Own Movie Edition. I am your hostess, Josie Sweeney, and today we are going to talk about Almost Normal, a movie that debuted in 2005 and directed by Mark Moody. I actually would like to submit an alternate title for this movie. It would be called Questions the Movie, because in so many ways, this movie makes me question a lot of things. It makes me question pretty much everything. But first, let me give you the description. I'm going to use a lot of what Letterboxd.com gives us for descriptions. I love IMDb, but it doesn't always give the best description, because a lot of that is user generated, and sometimes the summaries are like novel length, and sometimes that lasts longer than the movie. And Letterboxd is a little more concise. If you don't know what Letterboxd is, technically it's a social site, but it's not quite like Facebook. It focuses more on movies. It is letter, as in L-E-T-T-E-R, B-O-X-D, no E in between the X and D, but letterboxd.com. I actually use it. I mostly just point out which, I mostly use it as kind of a movie diary. And sometimes I'll rate things, sometimes I'll write stuff down. But, for the most part, I don't know. I just kind of use it, to see who else has watched what. That's basically it. But, Almost Normal on Letterboxd is described as, first it says, "What if everyone in the world was gay, except for you? A gay man approaching a midlife crisis is tired of being different because he is gay." Honey, same. Well, I don't know. I just like to say same a lot. "He wants to be normal. Suddenly, he is yanked." I feel like that was intentionally said. "Suddenly, he is yanked back in time to when he was in high school." I don't know if I would want that, but different experiences, honey. "But this time, the world is gay, and to be straight is considered a deviant behavior." Then something else happens. He meets a girl, and suddenly, normal becomes, well, almost normal. My expectation at the beginning of this movie was that this was going to be an attempt at a comedy. And I think that's what it was trying for. Like, at the very beginning, it had him looking at guys. You didn't quite know that this was a university yet until it shows him, like, with a briefcase going to a class or something. But in the first couple scenes, it shows him looking at guys longingly. And I just thought, okay, I don't know. I feel like the way this is shot is how like a straight guy would expect a gay guy to stare at other men. This might only make sense if you've seen the movie or will see the movie. I don't know. But, so there's all this, exposition about how he's different, and okay, yes, you're different, whatever. But eventually he gets in his car and then drives off a ravine and crashes. And very much like the Wizard of Oz, he just appears. Well, this is like Wizard of Oz meets Back from the Future. something just randomly happens, and oh, hey, he's in an alternate reality type place where nothing is as it seems, or whatever. And just as the description I said earlier says, everyone's supposed to be gay or whatever, or I don't know. I really wondered, like, who wrote this, who wrote and directed this, and I actually discovered, I'm pretty sure Mark Moody, who wrote as well as directed this, actually appears early on. But for the life of me, I've already forgotten just what exactly he was doing. I think he called the main character, played by J. Andrew. Ooh, we're about to butcher another name. Oh my God. J. Andrew Keach. Only going to say that once because I will assume I have butchered his name. And if you happen to be listening to this, please feel free to contact me and say I'm fucking wrong. But until then, I'm just going to say it the one time. I'm going to say Andrew, because this is another time that I've completely forgotten the main character's name, and I don't seem to care. So anyway, Andrew ends up in this alternate reality, and everyone's gay, blah, blah, blah. The gender roles are switched. Oh my God. And he's supposed to be happy, but he's not, because he suddenly finds himself falling for a girl. And all of this seems really creepy to me, because you can tell this is a guy at least in his 30s, acting as a 40-year-old, suddenly changed into an 18-year-old. One would hope he's 18. I don't know. It's all the age part is what makes me uncomfortable, but I don't know. It's a lot of very odd role reversals. And then there's a bit at the end where he goes on this little monologue about acceptance. And at first I was like, oh, this is kind of tying together somewhat nicely. And then his point is about how being straight should be acceptable. And I'm like, I feel like we've deviated from the point of this yet again. I don't know. And this is where it becomes questions, the movie, because like, what if we go to another place and or time, whatever, where expected social norms are actually swapped. But at the same time in this movie, like if you are straight, like you get beat up and called a breeder, which I that's actually a term I've heard before, but nowhere near with the amount of bitterness that they use. Like I've heard people say faggot before, which I'm going to make this explicit for anyone who does not like that word. I'm going to use it just in the context. I'm going to use that word in the context of what they're saying in the movie. Like gay people in the very beginning are called faggots pretty openly. And you know, if it's said in a derogatory way, I hate that word too. And you know, it's I don't know. Anyway, the straight people in the other timeline or whatever, whatever you want to call it, is they're called breeders with the same kind of bitterness. And it's just, I don't know. I don't know. It feels like it would be easy for me as a writer to be able to say like, oh, I would have done this way differently. And that's kind of, that might be missing the point, because if I were to say that, I'd be saying I could do this better. But I would have done a completely different movie had I actually done this. And what I think the director, Mark Moody, writer and director, is trying to get at is different perspectives. You might be thinking in one way for a while, but as you grow, and I'm not, this is where I have to get away from the whole timey-wimey, like back from the future business, which he actually mentions, Michael J. Fox. he makes a couple of those jokes, and the person he makes the joke to goes, "Who's Michael J. Fox?" And I'm just like, oh, okay. We're throwing away that line. But you can only have the same perspective for so long is the most I'm able to get out of this movie. You can only have the same perspective for so long. You need to grow and have your mind expanded. See, some of this is lacking because I would have to see this movie multiple times to get like a deeper meaning out of this, but I don't want to. It's the problem. I'm inherently biased against movies like this. So it's unfortunately going to get a fairly low rating, but movies who are questions in and of themselves, I become very uncomfortable with them. Like it turns from a comedy to, oh, this is a gay movie to, oh no, this is a future going back to, but going into the past kind of film. And I don't think that this was intended. I don't think it was trying to be a genre bending film or anything, like that. And yeah, it's just, this is where I, as an audience member, queer or otherwise, I just get lost and I keep going like, wait, what the fuck just happened? Where, who did what? I don't know. This was an hour and a half and it kind of felt longer to me. That being said, If you like romance movie, I guess technically there's romance. I'll throw in romance in there too. It's comedy meets LGBT meets romance meets back from the future, weird back from the future references. Not quite a sci-fi movie, even though he does technically go back in time, but I don't know. Again, it goes back to the fact that I call this Questions the Movie. So let's just go ahead and rate this, shall we? I like I already said, I'm biased against movies like this. It's not total trash in my mind. If I had a friend who is like super eager to see this, I'd be like, I will hold my breath through this entire movie and sit and experience this again with you, my friend. It is watchable. So I will give it a 2 out of 5. If I were to call it total trash, it would be a 1 or lower. we don't need to be integers only. It can be fractions, but we'll see where we get. We'll see where we go from there. But for me, this is a 2 out of 5. I'm not up for this movie. As far as the question of how gay is this, kind of goes back to the question. This is a question. The movie, like, is first he's gay, then he's straight, and then he goes back to gayish again. That's kind of I almost want to say gayish, but which isn't an intentional reference to a podcast I listen to. But I'll mention that anyway. Gayish, look that up on Spotify. It's about busting gay stereotypes. That's all you really need to know. It's a pretty cool show to check out after this one, of course. But let's see. You can tell I really prepare beforehand. Because I am the best around. Oh my gosh. I will give this a 2.5 out of 3. I still need to come up with like a more funny way to describe this system. But for now, I'm still going to do out of 5. It did not have Bill Nighy in this one. I think it would have made it exponentially better as a movie, not necessarily an LGBT movie, but I think it would have, anything that he's in, he makes it better. But I'm gonna give this a solid 2.5 out of 5. There's a lot of heteronormativity that ends up getting introduced that I think I see where the movie's going. I'm just not into it. Because he starts falling for a girl and he's like, oh, I can be different. And it's like, bitch, please. I know this is an alternate reality, but come on. You're not bringing me in that deep into this fiction. So yes, that is my questionable review of Almost Normal, aka Queerstian, the movie, made in, debuted in 2005, directed by Mark Moody. thank you for stumbling along with me as I talk about Almost Normal, Queerstian, the movie. This has been Choose Your Own Movie Edition. You can find more episodes on SweeneyLens.com. I'm also on Letterboxd, other forms of social media that you can also find on SweeneyLens.com. Thank you for listening. I'll hear you next time. And I think it's next week. Yes, it used to be every 2 weeks. I'm going to try for every week. So yes, I'll see you next week. Goodbye.